Oh my God. I can't believe it's Tuesday already. Oh, wow. What an interesting week it's been. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, those of you without definable gender. It is Tuesday night. And we know what that means. I get to play in the studio. Oh, man. Wow, check it out. I have people listening. It's kind of unusual for me in this show. Ray's in the chat room. How you doing, Ray? Let's see, we got O-Right. A couple other people hanging around from the View from Vegas show. If you've never heard my show before and this is the first time you're tuning in, wow. Welcome to the party. You're only like 25 episodes late. You are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am, in fact, the one and only, the indelible Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. What is the Power Hour, you say? Well, it's quite simply, it's 1 hour, roughly, give or take a few minutes. Or those couple of shows where I decide to go like 3.5 hours. Anyway, it's about an hour or so of music that I find that rocks, that kicks ass. This is something you should listen to at home, on your own, in your car, on your iPod, on your Zune, with a couple of tin cans and a string. I don't know. Big ups to my boy Trench. Who's listening right now, who decided to join us this week and record the show. Thank you, thank you. This week, I don't know. I got some interesting stuff for you. See, I was sitting at my desk this morning. I'm thinking to myself, so what am I going to do tonight? And I'm not one of those guys who sits there and obsesses over his playlist for a week. Nah, I do it pretty much the day of. Nothing like getting it done last second, right? And I wanted to throw some music that, road trip music. Quite simply put, road trip music. Now, anybody who knows me knows that some of my favorite road trips are, of course, Southern California. Check out the Dodgers. God, I love the Dodgers. Check out Disneyland. Nothing like frozen lemonade and a churro. And just have a good time. Check out, hang out at the beach, things like that. One of my favorite parts of those trips, though, is the drive. I'm just sadistic like that. I like a 2.5 hour, 3.5 hour, 4.5 hour drive. It's 4.5 hours if I drive. It's 2.5 hours if Trench drives. Either way, we get there. I enjoy the drive, even if I sleep part of the way. I like the highway. And to me, there's nothing prettier in this world than desert highway, especially at dawn. Watching the sun come up across those desert mountains, the bleak sand with all the life that's just starting to crop up, that's cool stuff to me. So I wanted to put together a playlist this week that is the stuff that I like to listen to while road tripping. So starting off with one of my all-time favorite songs. And it has a special place in my heart because, well, I'll tell that story later.
Make it that much better. We can say it seems the more we talk about it, it only makes it worse to live.
Everybody jumping!
A revolution never halts. A revolution never sings in the halls. A revolution just arrive at the
we come to wake up the stallings. They're telling you to never worry about the future. They're telling you to never worry about the torture. They're telling you that you will never see the horror. Spend it up today and we will bail you tomorrow. BBC to bank accounts in Bahamas. Wall Street Carver never send you to the slammer. Tell all the children in the arms of the mamas. The F-15 is a homicide bomber. TV commercial for a Papa Pill culture. Drug companies circling like a vulture. Amaraki babies with the G.I. Joe father. 10 years from now, is anybody gonna buy me a fire? Yo, 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 here we come, yeah, fire. Yo, 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 revolution I come. Fire, yo, 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 here we come, fire. Yo, 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 revolution I come.
The same nicotine. Everyone addicted to the same gasoline. Everyone addicted to a technicolor screen. Everybody trying to get their hands on the same green. From the banks of a river to the banks of a greedy. All of the riches taken back by the needy. We come from the country and we come from the city. Play us on the record, you could play us on the CD. All the shit you've given us is fertilizer. The seeds that we planted, you can never brutalize them. Tell the corporation they can never globalize it. Like Peter Tosh said, legalize it. Girls and boys hit the bass and treble. Rumble in the speakers and it make you wanna rebel. Throw your hands up, take it to another level. And you never, ever, ever make a deal with the devil. Yo, fire, yo, 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 here they come, here they come. Fire, yo, 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 revolution I come. Fire, yo, 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 here they come, here they come.
Everyone addicted to the same gasoline. Everyone addicted to a technicolor screen. Everybody trying to get their hands on the same green. From the banks of a river to the banks of a greedy. All of the riches taken back by the needy. Come from a country and we come from the city. Play us on the record, you can play us on the CD. All the shit you've given us is fertilizer. The seeds that we planted, you can never brutalize them. Tell a corporation they can never globalize it. Like Peter Tosh said, legalize it. Girls and boys hit the bass and the treble. Rumble in the speakers and it make you wanna rebel. Throw your hands up, take it to another level. You never ever ever make a deal with the devil. Yeah, fire. Yo, 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 yo. Here we come, yeah, fire. Yo, 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 revolution, I come. Fire. Yo, 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 here we come, yeah, fire. Yo, I want to see everybody in here jumping.
Oh, man. So we're two songs in here. You are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am the indelible Mr. Murphy. You are listening to the Power Hour. This week's theme, road trip. So first off, we had some Beach Boys there. Wouldn't it be nice? And one of the reasons I love that song so much is because when you're walking through DCA and Disneyland, yes, another Disneyland story. When you're walking through DCA and Disneyland, you hear the Beach Boys as they're playing in that whole California motif, and it's really cool. It's one of the things I'm going to be kind of sad to see go out of DCA when they do the like billion-dollar overhaul on that thing. It's definitely needed, but it's going to be gone. That motif will be leaving with it. So, and then after that was Yell Fire by Michael Franti and Spearhead. You've probably heard that song on the FX. Used that for the giant walking Dennis Leary for the Rescue Me commercial. It's a very cool song if you've never heard it. If you don't like reggae, it's a good kind of intro into reggae, or if you're kind of new to it. So, folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. I am live here every Tuesday from 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific time. And if you think I'm funny now, you should hear me when I'm surrounded by a Negro and a repressed racist. That would be live every Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. here on LV Rock's SpankWagon.net. Check us out. And I guess, like, there's podcasts and stuff. I don't know. Spankwagon.net. Just go to the website and be amazed and marveled. And, ooh, sign up for the forums, because in our forums, in the VIP section that you can only get to by registering, you'll find our interview with Rowdy Roddy Piper. We have some contests we're about to post for some cool gear that we've got, some posters, and some very interesting upcoming events that you're definitely going to want to be a part of. So, moving right along, folks, more road trip music, and this one is particular only for when I'm heading out of town. It's not so much coming back in or anything that I want to listen to, like, out in the middle of nowhere. Being here in Vegas, you soon find that it's nice to go other places and see just how useless they are. One of those places would be St. George, Utah, that I am completely convinced the only reason it exists is to stop the flow of progress from getting any further north into the state. I like this one for heading up there just because it just screws with the Mormon kids. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour, and this is Sheryl Crow, leaving Las Vegas.
Eternal on a garden neon street, but I care. Oh,
She ain't coming back. I swear to God, she ain't coming back. Except on tour. Or to promote a record. Or to do something like that. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. You know how it goes by now. Tonight's show, road trip. Gotta love road trips. They are so much fun. One of the most memorable would be myself, Trench, and Big Chief Wazoo. Went out to Disneyland with the infamous duo of Ken and Carla. And that was the night that Trench wound up snuggling with a priest. Yeah, they spooned. And I had sex in the bathroom.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful night, folks. One that I will... one that I will never forget. So now that I've made Trench cry... in fact, I think he's crying blood more than anything. Let's move on to something that does, in fact, rock. Now, this is one of those songs that you catch it and you say to yourself, holy crap, why am I not singing this every day of my life? Why is this not a song that is constantly coming out of my mouth when I'm in the shower, when I'm in the car, something like that? I think it's the perfect road trip song just because the guitar riff, how it starts, how you be the judge. Tell me this isn't awesome. Hitting that lonesome desert highway. You're listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour.
In that Texas town, by the shack outside the game. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you want to go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
I'm on. get seats have all got to go when we're driving in the car. It makes my baby seem so far. I need you here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. I need you to be here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. But when we're driving in my Malibu, it's easy to get right next to you. I say, baby, scoot over, please. And then she's right there next to me. I need you here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. I need you to be here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. Bucket seats have all got to go when we're driving in the car. It makes my baby seem so far. I need you here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. I need you to be here with me, not way over in a bucket seat.
Road trip music. Gotta love that. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is Power Hour. I love it. The chat room is now discussing where you can go. Trench called it. He said California 2.5 hours west, Grand Canyon 4 hours in the other direction, a lot of nothing in between. That is right. There's the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. That's pretty much what we got out there. Don't forget, you got, let's see, Grand Canyon. Well, yeah, Grand Canyon south. You've got St. George, about 3 hours north. The only thing you get between here and there is mesquite. Woo. Mesquite. Oh, wow. Hey, you know what? Being out in the middle of the desert, being that lost little bastard stepchild of every city else, hey, I'll take it. Because you know what? This city rocks. And when you leave, it's when you really appreciate it. Nothing like walking into a hotel or something, and you walk into the lobby, and it's eerily quiet. Shouldn't there be ringing bells and whistles and people sitting around not moving off of the same stool for 3.5 hours? What? Where's all the smoke? Where's the buffet? Why is there an Indian dude behind the counter instead of 15 graduates from UNLV? That's all you got. Folks, it is the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. Now, that was, of course, LaGrange by ZZ Top. And then I followed that with Stick Shifts and Safety Belts from Cake. Another fantastic road trip song. Well, now something a little heavier for you. Now, this one, people are going to call me into question, but let me tell you why. You ever seen, what's the movie? Death Proof, part of the Grindhouse. I turn off all the music and I turn off all the sound and I just play this when you see the Kurt Russell's car coming across those desert binges out of the desert hills out there. When you see him tearing ass down the highway. To me, this is the perfect song for that. We'll be right back. You know, Trench brings up an interesting point. He thought the song was about a politician committing suicide. I've heard it's about Kurt Cobain committing suicide. I've also heard it's about apparently Oswald missing from the grassy knoll and someone else getting the shot. I've heard all kinds of weird things. It's almost like, you know, you ask Hoobastank what their name means and you get a different story every time. So you never actually know. That was Filter. Hey, man, nice shot. Filter, very cool band. First time I heard Filter was on the Spawn soundtrack, because that was when they started combining bands together, and they combined, Filter and the Crystal Method. And that was a really cool one. So, folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. Tonight's theme, as much as I hate to say it's a theme, tonight's theme is road trip music, things that you hear out in the world. Now, I played some Beach Boys earlier. I played, Sheryl Crow, a little ZZ Top. I'm really trying to mix it up. And hopefully this is one of those songs that you guys all definitely get a kick out of. Let me bring the slider up. Now, it starts off kind of funky, so I got to make sure that the levels are good. But, folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour here on LBRocks.com. Yes. From Blue Oyster Cult to Korn. From Godzilla to Freak on a Leash. Tell me that isn't road trip music. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Something takes a part of me. Something lost and never seen. Every time I start to believe, something's raped and taken from me, from me. Life's gotta always be messing with me. Can't it chill and let me be free? Can't I take away all this pain? I try to every night, all in vain, in vain. Sometimes I cannot take this place. Sometimes it's my life I can't taste. Sometimes I cannot feel my face. You'll never see me far from grace.
You are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. You are the listeners. Those of you that have hung around, thank you very much. In the chat room, we've got Belvedere, which I think might be a code name. Ray Trencher just had to tap out because he's a little sleepy. He's got to go home. Well, he is home. He's got to go to sleep, and he's got to rest his little head on the pillow and have cute little Trencher dreams, I think, that are like Mopar and like bad sex. I don't even think he's allowed to dream about good sex. I think all he dreams about is bad sex. Hey, speaking of bad sex, I want to send just a get well out to my buddy Scrappy. She had some surgery recently, and I know she's not feeling well. She's getting repaired, which is good. This is good. She had a little surgery. Nothing life threatening. I know Ray's freaking out hearing that she had surgery. No, Ray. I got to tell you guys, I'm gonna throw her under the bus a little bit. She had the Soleil Moon Fry. She had a breast reduction. Yeah, I got to tell you, she was a, what was it, like a H cup, which stands for, holy shit, look at those titties! And she's had it reduced. The doctor said he had to make her a C, but knowing her, I'm betting she probably went for like a high D, maybe even a double D. That girl loves her boobs. I mean, we'd all love to love her boobs and paint a map of Hawaii across them, but that girl, man, she really likes her boobs. So I hope she got the ones that she wanted. And just get well, Scrappy. You're missed. You really are. I know you were in the chat room last week, this week. I'm sure you're passed out cold on pain medication, whatever wine you could sneak out of a box. That being said, wow, I think I got a piece of my lung up on that one. Folks, we're moving right along here with yet another road trip song. And this one is one that I have listened to on every road trip I have ever been on in my entire life. I've listened to this song, and it will not be any exception. I am looking forward to another Disneyland trip here, probably in August or so, and my first song out, I think, is going to have to be this one.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance, that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, from you and me. Oh, and why the day that I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter. 8 miles high and falling fast. The jester on the sidelines in a cast. Now the halftime air was sweet perfume while the sergeants played a marching tune. We all got up to dance, oh, but we never got the chance. The players tried to take the field. The marching band refused to yield. Do you recall? Children screamed, the lovers cried, and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died, and they were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Girls are hit by
Well, folks,
people you love will turn their back.
Unfortunately, that brings us to the end of our little journey.
You'll lose your hair.
I'm not entirely thrilled by that. I was kind of having a good time tonight. I like the music. I like the theme. I like what it was doing for us.
But you still don't like to leave before the end.
Remember, folks, my name is Chris Murphy. This is the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. You can find me live every Tuesday here on LVRocks.com from, what is it? Oh, yeah, 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific time. And on Fridays from, 7 to 9, roughly? I don't know. That's me and my good Negro buddy, Trencher. And, Trencher's the racist. Decap's the Negro. I get those confused every once in a while.
Still don't like to leave before the end of the show.
I love the silent part. Remember, folks, the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour is a production of Mr. Murphy, written and directed by Mr. Murphy, produced by Mr. Murphy, starring Mr. Murphy, and brought to you by the letter R. It's a fantastic day here at LB Rocks, and remember, every Tuesday is a fantastic day. Hell, every day is a fantastic day.
People you hate will get their hooks into you.
All right, folks, well, I think that's about it. This has been our little trip down road trip lane. I hope you hang out and listen to some more music that we've got here.
Town,
and
but
join
you still
next week.
Don't like to leave before the end of the movie. No, you still don't like to leave